Are we recording?
Good morning, class. My name is Mr. Minge, Wilmington Minge. You shan't be using my first name, lest you wish to see me after school in a repeat of detention. So, without further ado, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's get on with the register. Fuck.
Present.
Fucker.
Here.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Fucked. That's the fucks here. Shit.
Present.
Crap.
Here. Mm-hmm.
Bollocks. No bollocks this morning? Where's the bollocks? Okay, not here. Wanker.
Here.
Good.
Whoa.
Rim job.
I think I'm having a bizarre school dream again. This one's extra weird, and I'm not sure I belong in this classroom at all. These last names are not sounding familiar. And I'm not wearing any pants. Wait, I'm a cardboard box. I don't need pants, apparently. I could use some packing tape, though. My flaps are all open. I think I'm going to sneak out of this homeroom roll call bullshit and go do some re-recs somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a while since I did that. Re-recs.
No, Minga.
Wait, what are re-recs?
Asshole.
Why isn't this pen
Asshole.
Working?
Here.
Where am I?
Bullshit.
Anyways.
Cock.
Huh.
Cock. Good. Skank. Slut. Slag. Clusterfuck. Good. Gobshit. Dick. Muff. And motherfucker. Splendid. So, biology.
Welcome to another edition of Sunday Audio Rerex. This is the box sets regarding school is what we're going to do this week. Big shout out to Yaya for getting everybody on the re-recommendation focus. Feels good. Tinder locks on the beat, of course, also making it feel good. We're going to get right into it. This is from an artist called Electric Wave. Extracts from diaries regarding school. Let's listen.
13th of March, 1990. I went to school today and we rehearsed The Black Rose. I'm the narrator, so is X. I've learned my lines already and we can keep our scripts. In brackets, yippee! 8th of September, 1992. Start high school, Highgate Wood. Alright. There are so many buildings.
So many buildings. Thanks, Electric Wave, for those readings. Really enjoyed your voice. Just your personality and the delivery just comes through. I'd love to hear you do other voiceovers and other readings. I think the community could do a lot with pairing your voice and personality with some interesting visuals and animations. It even kind of reminded me of Marcel the Shell, the visual short. You can look it up on YouTube. But it just pairs together a really cute, innocent vocal performance with some fun visuals. Nice job, Electric Wave. Next up, we're going to get into some beats courtesy of Kevin Maestros, something he contributed to the Freestyle Something collaboration. He entitles this The Classroom Desk Cipher, Slam the Locker, which is certainly awesome on its own. But I think this is a perfect example of a good drum beat that can just be built upon. So it's a foundation for some melody to come into. So lyricists, musicians, melodicists, listen to this. Classroom Desk Cipher, Slam the Locker. Hey, Auntie Donna. Yeah, graduated. I did it. Nah, I'm just gonna kinda relax this summer, you know? Just take it easy.
Back in school, I used to imagine that graduation was the answer, and that once I got out, I could figure it all out. But A fact remains.
I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing. I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing. I'm out in the world and I do not know what I'm doing.
Devin Levi capturing the modern day post grad lament oh so wonderfully. It's painful and fun to think back about school and some of the power struggles that came about with parents, teachers, coaches. I really enjoy hearing about these exchanges, especially from someone who you didn't think was a class clown or a rebel. Here's one such story from Elia, in which she talks about her and a teacher and the showdown that they had. Pure comedy gold. Check it.
I'm not gonna conform to this social ritual of school, and I was just the worst. Especially with my biology teacher. Then there was this one time which was like the pinnacle of our relationship when I just came back from taking a French oral exam and I was given a lollipop as a congratulations for doing the exam because it's a really big deal, and I got a drumstick. I don't know if you have them in the States, but they're basically these really chewy kind of taffy things on the stick, and you have to chew them for ages and they like pull your teeth out, and they're delicious but they're dangerous. So I was like, oh great, I have a drumstick, and my teacher's not in the class yet, so I'll eat it right now. I like bit into the first bit and I tried to like pull away from the other half of the drumstick, but it just kept pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling until it was the length of my arm between my mouth and the drumstick, and there's just a huge droop of sweet in between. And she was standing right there, like just staring daggers at me because I was one, eating in her class, and two, like just dragging it out, looking like an idiot. And she was just like,
Ellie, outside now.
And I was just like, what do I do? Like, half of it's in my mouth. So I just had to be like, well, I guess I'll put all of it in my mouth. So I just like put them inside, sweet in my mouth. And I was just like, it was consuming my entire face. Like, my jaw was like, I could barely like keep my mouth closed. So I went outside and she berated me for like 5 minutes about, I can't remember, anyway. And I was just like trying to like eat this thing without making stupid faces and without laughing. And then the school bell went off and she had to pause her rant at me so that the school bell would finish and that she, to make sure that I could hear what she was saying. And I was just like, I finished this week, I was like, okay. Like, I was such a douchebag, man.
And then, of course, there's those teachers that made a positive difference. Here's Chrissy Regler talking about one teacher who did such for her.
My sports teacher was really good. She was a very strong personality, and all the girls that took her lessons were not ashamed of getting hot and sweaty and having, you know, taken off our makeup, and she brought out the competitive side. She told us that she was quite a feminist, and she influenced a lot of confidence in a lot of the girls. Like, just because boys think they're faster or think they're better at sport, I'm not standing for that. Get your asses out there, run around that track. And she would someone you could talk to. She's very real, very down to earth, and so determined that she wasn't going to let any of the girls slip or be consumed by how they look. Because she was quite a portly woman for someone who did PE, but I tell you what, she could bloody run her over 100 metres. She'd kick the arse out the lot of us.
Robo J on the instrumental cut. All right. HR Too Cool for School Marching Band is the next record up from Trading. There's even a hit record chant on it. If you want, join in or play other band instruments. Please do. She says there's plenty of room. This one's gonna play us out. School. On that note, have a bombastic week. I'm the Box Sets. We'll see you around.